an animal. We shall see. We shall see. There are more clues to come. So, Diva, we're on to you now. We're going deep. You've probably heard that a million times. Mm-hmm. And this literally terrible joke. So a video was released earlier this month showing rare footage of a big fin squid over 7,000 feet below the surface of the ocean. And to me, it looked like a light bulb wearing a transparent cape with like super long, daddy long leg-esque legs just bobbing away. And it was just like amazing to hear the excitement of all the voices of the researchers watching it float by. And Diva, as you are a deep sea explorer, what is the most fascinating creature you've ever seen on your expeditions?
Oh gosh, that's like the hardest question, because you do literally see on every single expedition something that blows your mind, normally something that blows your mind every single day of the expedition. So if I had to choose just one, and I will caveat that by saying, you know, there are glowing sharks, there are octopus that look like Dumbo with these adorable fins on the sides of their heads, there are worms that subsist only on the bones of dead whales, there's all kinds of stuff down there. But if I had to choose one, I would say the Kiwa crab, also known as the Yeti crab. And it has another nickname, which I'll get onto, but it's a blind white crab. It lives in the deep ocean off of Antarctica. And it has a super hairy chest and super hairy arms. And it uses these hairs. It puts itself in, you know, close to the chemical rich water, and it uses these hairs to grow bacteria on the hairs. And then when it gets hungry, it just scrapes the bacteria into its mouth. And so basically it has like arm farms, if you will. And the best part of this, or the worst part of this, depending on how you feel about this, but about this animal, is that because it has a really hairy chest, it's been nicknamed the Hoff crab after David Hasselhoff.
The crab with the hairy chest, and it's almost like it's walking around with like its lunchbox on its front, and it's like, come here to the lunchbox, and it's like ready to eat it. Oh my goodness, that is incredible. So our listener Jane asked, why is it that creatures living deep in the water glow, and does that not attract predators?
Right, so that's a great question. So of course, once you go past about 400 meters depth in the ocean, there is no sunlight. And how do you communicate in the absence of light? So you can either use sound, or the other alternative is you make your own light. And so lots of animals in the deep sea use something called bioluminescence. That's where they're actually able to create their own light. And they do that sometimes with the help of some bacteria. Other times it's just a chemical reaction. But they do it for a variety of different reasons. It tends to be that if it's a defensive function, it's a quick sudden burst, whereas if it's an offensive function, then it's more glowing. There's a squid that can just drop one of its arms, which will glow, and then the predator goes after the arm while the squid is able to get away. So that's really, you know, one of the main ways that animals communicate in the deep sea. And given the vastness of the deep ocean, you know, it actually provides about 96% of all space on Earth in which life can live. And because it's so vast, it's now thought that bioluminescence could be the most common form of communication on the planet.
Wow. I love the one of it just dropping its fin. Like, I'm not here. Bye-bye. So when predators eat glowing fish, do their stomachs glow?
That's a really good question. And so a lot of animals in the deep sea actually have black stomachs, because they don't want to give themselves away if they eat something that's glowing. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So it's like, I didn't eat anything. I'm not here. I'm still hidden.
Exactly.